Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Monday. Of course, the Tigers winning the AFL Grand Final and the Storm winning the NRL Grand Final on the weekend. But the news headlines for car sales, number one for cars. Ashley Prescott appointed the Claremont coach Hayes for the next 3 years. He'll join us a little bit later on in the program. Were you surprised? A club he coached to the 2004, 5 and 7 Grand Finals, Hayes, of which he all lost.
No, I wasn't. I did hear that rumour across the weekend, actually. He's been a very good Claremont man for a long time. He's been away. He spent time at the Dockers, obviously the Bombers, and recently at the Gold Coast Suns. A bit of pressure on him, though, Carl, given the recent sacking of the Claremont coach. But he's a good man, Prezza, and he loves his fishing. So I reckon you two get on pretty well.
Yeah, I've always got on well with Prezza, but look, it is going to be a job that comes a little bit hot, but I think that we both wish him well, so it'll be nice to yak to him a little bit later on in the program. We'll also have a chat to Marlon Pickett for all you Tigers fans. What a great introduction to AFL footy he's had. 2 years, 2 grand finals, Hayes. Not bad, is it, mate? Stop chuckling. It's not funny, is it?
Oh, it makes me sad, but very, very happy for him. 20 games, 2 premierships, would you believe? He also got a VFL one last year, just to add to my misery.
All right, for car sales, a car sells every minute on car sales. We'll come back, we'll have a dig, we'll get into your slaps and sledges next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Straight into the dig, everyone. Dial before you dig the first essential step, Hayes. What do you want to have a crack at?
I'm going to have a dig at Phil Gus Gould for his commentary of the NRL yesterday. You'd think that Penrith were 20-0 in front in the first half. He's obviously got something against the Melbourne Storm, but I think it was unprofessional, his commentary. Yes, they did come back, but he was way off the mark, Carl.
Well, they were 20-0 down at halftime, Hayes. In fact, the Storm got the first try straight out of halftime. So that's how the game was. It was just incredible what the Panthers did in the second half of that match yesterday. And look, if they had have had a couple of those tries allowed, which controversially, I suppose, a couple of them, there was some few moments through that match which has certainly had the town talking beyond that. Mate, my dig... you don't want to dig yourself into a hole, lodge a free dial before you dig inquiry, is to Richard Goyder and the AFL for already saying that they will back a night grand final.
Ooh.
Now, if you have a chat to all of the players, they don't want a night grand final. They want the game to be played during the day. It's all about, or should be all about, the actual game of football that unfolds on the field. And I'm thankful that the game on Saturday lived up to the expectation for the most part. I thought that the way that it was set up early by Geelong and the finish by Richmond was outstanding. It was intriguing and it kept you watching. And Dustin Martin's performance, to kick that last goal where he plucks it from Dangerfield, he slaps him away and then snaps it from the pocket, was just absolutely awesome. But for me, it's about the football and not about all the other stuff that they roll around, like lights and shows and music and all that stuff, mate. I don't watch the grand final for any of it. It's got no interest to me, and I would love to see the game kept during the day. So, Richard, that's my dig at you, mate. And I know you're the head of the fish, and I know that you're all going to drive the bus down the road, and this is what the broadcasters have always wanted, and it's probably going to be our destiny, but I don't like it, mate. Slaps and sledges, Hayes.
I'm going to give a good slap to the Victorians. Now, we give them a hard time, but this year, a lot of their teams have done it tough. They've been in hubs for over 120 days, and well done to Richmond, Geelong, the Melbourne Storm, and also the Melbourne Vixens. It hurts a little bit, Carl, but they have been very, very good, the Victorians, in tough times, and it was great to hear that they got some relief for many of their people that are living over there in Victoria today. But on the sporting field, they have been fantastic.
Yeah, you're right. For Sullivan Logistics, 3 votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. Slap also you'd have to give to the Grant and Alana Williams stable. Bob Peters, the owner. Jade McNaught in the saddle this time from stablemate Mystical View in the big one out at Ascot on Saturday, the Belgravia Stakes at $14. Magical Dream salutes. It was a very, very important race, and it was one, Hayes, that the Grant and Alana Williams stable just continued to be able to take off, and that's the big races here in Perth.
Oh, they're unbelievable, aren't they? I think it was something like 11 out of the last 14 years they've won that race. But I'm going to finish off, Carl, with a sledge, and it goes to the great Lee Matthews. He had the voting card for the Norm Smith. He rode in Nathan Broad instead of Jaden Short. Nathan Broad had 8 disposals. Lucky for him, it didn't affect the voting, because that would have been embarrassing.
All right, there you go. Some slaps and sledges for Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight expert. Sullivan Logistics, in it for the long haul. We will clear a commitment, and on the other side, we will be joined by Marlon Pickett here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Flying under the radar. Radar detectors are now attracting significant penalties. I don't know whether this bloke flew under the radar back here in Western Australia before he got his chance in the AFL, Hayes, but he has certainly not flown under the radar since he got his opportunity at the Richmond Football Club. Marlon Pickett joins us here on Sports Day. 2 seasons in the AFL, 2 premierships. How easy is this, Marlon? Welcome to the show, mate. How are you?
Yeah, and I'm good. I'm just cruising along, just enjoying the family time while I got it.
Mate, was this one better than the first one or not?
Yeah, and I was. I had a lot more time to reflect on the year and the ups and downs of being an AFL footballer. So, yeah, this one was a lot better.
Take us through the year for us, Marlon, because you were dropped early in the year, and on the back of last year, there was such a high. How did you find those circumstances and also living in the hub for so long?
Yeah, no, getting dropped wasn't too bad. It gave me a bit of time to find my feet again, and probably, just made me work even harder. And, moving away from Melbourne with the family, it wasn't ideal to stay in Queensland for 100 and so days, but it's worth doing.
Absolutely. You've got 2 premierships now from 20 games. It's unbelievable. What about the different role this year? There's been some that have spoken about what you did in last year's grand final. You're on fire, getting plenty of possessions. But this year's been a little bit different, playing a bit more on the outside.
Yeah, changed roles. This year's a role player, so whatever the team needs from me, then I'm doing that, so which I don't really mind, playing for the team and sacrificing my own game to get the wins. But, change the different roles, different learnings along the way, and, I'm enjoying it on the wing.
And we didn't get to see the famous spin move again in the grand final. We saw a little one from Dustin Martin. How about his performance? I remember your debut. You were on fire, and you're doing things like that for South Fremantle, where you had 27 touches, 3 goals. But he is a special player. Have you seen anyone like him across your time?
Nah, definitely not. He always steps on big occasions, so real unbelievable. He may be quiet for the year, but when it comes to final times, he always lives up to the expectation.
And I know you would have been doing a fair bit of mentoring throughout the year, and there's another South Fremantle boy there, a very good South Fremantle boy in Shai Bolton. Tell us about his journey and how proud you are of what he's been able to achieve this season.
Yeah, definitely. Had a couple of quiet years, but I think this moving away from Melbourne might have helped all of us, I reckon. Probably evolved, and like we always knew he could play midfield, and he took his chances in the midfield, so well done to him.
What about Sydney Stack, mate? He's another one that you have mentored along the journey. He'd be doing it pretty tough right now. Have you had a chance to have a chat to him?
Yeah, I sent him a message and stuff, so I'm coming back to WA soon, so I'll probably catch up with him just to see how he's doing, giving him a bit of space at the moment. But in life, you make mistakes and stuff like that, and it's probably not the way you stuff up, it's the way you fix it. But we learn as we live, so we're learning at the moment with him.
Marlon Pickett there. Radar detectors are now illegal and penalties apply. It's the end of the road for radar detectors. And if your team's working around power, assess the risks and stick to the game plan. Always be 360 aware and visit westernpower.com.au for more information. Ash Prescott, the new Claremont coach, joins us next.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Giant performance of the day. Giant Bicycles, we're still riding with you, was the appointment today by the Claremont Football Club of their next coach. And surprise it was for me anyway, hey. So Ash Prescott returns to the fray, a place that he's very familiar with. He started as senior coach back in 2004. Ash, welcome to the show, mate. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Now, when I look back to your coaching efforts back in those early days in 2002,
Carl, was it 2002?
Well, yeah, as Colts coach, sorry. Correct, yeah. You were a Colts coach. Sorry, man, I was just focusing on the big job.
No, don't be sorry.
And at that time, mate, obviously with Subiaco strutting their staff and then South Fremantle came along, you made three grand finals, so you had a wonderful time. But you lost them all against bloody German, Dimmer and Waters, of all people.
Yeah, and the mental demons still exist. I can tell you, it's not much fun losing them.
No, but
we did have a crack, and it was a good period of time for the football club. But yeah, I mean, ultimately falling short, even though it's, what, 13 plus years ago, was obviously disappointing, but, you know, life goes on, mate.
You're a coach, though, and obviously have a burning desire to achieve. It's obviously in your blood, mate, and you've got another opportunity.
I do, and you're dead right what you said, a burning desire. And really, to be honest, I was sort of looking like, you know, that mightn't be able to be fulfilled. And to be perfectly honest, I was getting my head around and quite excited to maybe coach a Colts team or do something in the amateurs because, yeah, like you say, I always wanted to coach and I didn't want to really end it the way it did with the COVID situation and finishing up at the Suns early. So to be given an opportunity to coach back in the Waffle, which I absolutely love, and at a footy club like Claremont that gave me my first opportunity to coach, I'm just super honoured to be given the opportunity again.
Hey, Prezi, congratulations on the role. Can you give us a bit of insight into your time at the Gold Coast Suns and I guess how tough it has been for a lot of the assistant coaches? We do talk a lot about the players and the sacrifices, but for the assistant coaches that at the start of the season when COVID hit, they went through a bit of turmoil themselves.
Oh, absolutely, Hayes. It was just after round one and obviously there was something in the air in regards to no fans attending games after round one, but, you know, it got underway and then it was pretty much on a Sunday night after round one that we got an email and you're really at home. I remember I was at home sort of coding and looking at the game back again on the computer preparing for a Monday morning meeting. But we were called in and basically said that everyone, the whole club's shutting down, that you'll be put on JobKeeper, that your income's gone and we'll be in touch as soon as we can. And really, that was what it was like. And I think to put it in perspective, it was like it for a lot of people too. It's not just the AFL system. But yeah, it was a big shock. And then to sort of not know where it stood for a period of time was unsettling. But then probably as a family, we decided, well, we're not going to waste this opportunity. Let's look at some different things we could do. And we packed the family up in a Maui camper van, mate, and cruised across Australia and ended up in WA.
Ash Prescott there for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you. And the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. You can find out more at kia.com.au. We'll go into Hayes's Kia's top seven next out of the weekend.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best seven-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Carl Langdon and Paul Hasby with you on this Monday. If you've just joined us, we're into Kia's top seven for the all-new Kia Sorento, Hayes, which has landed.
Well, I'm going to go the top seven, Carl, for the AFL Grand Final, and I'm going to start at number seven. I thought Joel Selwood was pretty good for Geelong. 21 disposals, 5 score involvements. He's still a warrior and still got plenty of good football left him in. At number six, I thought Dion Prestia was important. His 2 goals, particularly early. He didn't have a great game possession-wise, but you don't have to. You've got to kick the goals, particularly in the big moments, and he did that. At number five, heading towards Geelong again, what a player Tom Stewart is. He's an absolute star. There's no doubt about that. He was able to get the ball himself and be proactive on the offence, but his defence, there was a couple of big stops that he made, particularly in that first half. He was outstanding. At number four, Jaden Short, terrific. What a player he's become as well. He had the 25 disposals, and he's one of the best kicks in the competition. At number three, I thought Mitch Duncan, his first half was outstanding. 16 disposals. After that, quietened down a little bit, finished with 25, but his final series was absolutely elite, and he's a great West Aussie player. At number two, he continues to get it done, Shane Edwards. He's a super player, spent some time out of the team this year, was able to come back in, and his 27 disposals topped everybody in the AFL Grand Final. Had some opportunities. He missed an easy goal. That would have taken him closer to the Norm Smith, but nobody could beat the Norm Smith medal winner, and that was Dustin Martin. Four goals, 21 disposals, nine score involvements, and when they needed somebody to stand up, he did that, and just about every one of those four goals was unbelievable. Not many people on this planet can do what he does, and he will go down as one of the all-time greats, Carl. How did I go? Top seven.
Not too much to disagree with there, mate. It was pretty much those blokes picked themselves for the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento, which has landed. You can find out more at kia.com.au. Player of the round for expert car service that you can rely on, visit repcoservice.com. I'm going to give to Glenn Boss for his wonderful ride in the big race on the weekend. It was absolutely outstanding to see Sir Dragonette get up and get the chocolates out of the Mar and Eustace stable. A horse having its first run in this country, been racing in Ireland at Curra, beating Armory out of the Aidan O'Brien stable. Ben Mellon was in the saddle there out of Leopardstown and Curra. It's raced as well, but it certainly was interesting that the Europeans were far too strong in the Cox Plate, and is that a lead into the Melbourne Cup? So player of the round to Sir Dragonette, and of course the pilot there in Glen Boss. For expert car service, you can rely on visit repcoservice.com. The other thing is that all of the first four Irish horses. That was also interesting. So you've got to give the Irish the credit that they deserve. For expert car servicing you can rely on, your Repco authorised service. You find your local centre at repcoservice.com and you apply online to certify that your products are Australian. Australianmade.com.au/apply.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
And we finish off here on Sports Day with the Daily Roundup Sports Update. No doubts with Secura Herbicide, the proven performer on the back of the big results in the NRL Grand Final, the Storm over the Panthers. Ryan Pappenhausen, the man who was judged best of field, has been added to the New South Wales State of Origin squad. Flying knock back into play, and his solo try to start the second half are absolutely magic. Two of the big highlights in that second half, and probably one of the reasons why it was able to secure him that particular award. Sheffield Shield schedule has been announced for rounds 3 and 4. The WA boys will take on Tasmania, which starts on Friday. And there's plenty of other news, Hayes, bubbling around when it comes to trade talk.
There is. We'll start with Daniel Geer in Syracuse. He's off to the Bombers from the Western Bulldogs. He was AFL Assistant Coach of the Year. The Bombers have poached one there. Some other trade news. Josh Dunkley to Essendon continues to gather a bit of steam. His brother may be included in that deal. Cole Dunkley. Adam Treloar to Gold Coast. I won't be writing this one off happening just yet, Carl. Jack Higgins maybe to Carlton. Mason Cox is a fair way down the track at the Western Bulldogs, I'm hearing as well. Ben Brown looks like he could end up at Melbourne. And Sean McKernan delisted by the Bombers. Maybe St Kilda. They're showing some interest.
And just lastly, the Perth Scorchers women's team today abandoned their match without a ball being bowled because of the rain. They were due to play the Hobart Hurricanes. So hasn't been a great start for our girls who lost their first game on the weekend and no game played there today. That's all we've got time for. Thanks for your company. We'll be back soon for another edition of Sports Day. And you may doubt your team's chances, but there's no doubt with Secura Herbicide. Search for it online.